This is Trevor Boyer with Sound and Video Contractor Magazine. We're speaking here with Mike Strand of Strand Vision for the Corporate AV e-newsletter. And Mike Strand is the president of Strand Vision and the founder. And he started Strand Vision as a way to teach himself what?
Teach myself web-based programming and to solve a need that I had at my previous company for providing motivational employee messages easily without a lot of effort. And so basically created the website again as a learning exercise and developed it so that we could handle a million concurrent connections on multiple servers, and then found out that there was a market for this type of product in more than just employee communications. So we've actually been getting involved with industrial distributors and the traditional banks and educational markets and that sort of thing.
And we're talking obviously about content management and distribution for digital signage. And Mike, could you just tell us pretty briefly about the way your system works and the ways in which it's unique compared to other digital signage solutions?
The system is actually, we really focus on small to medium-sized companies or departments of larger companies. And our system being internet-based, we really have made it very easy to use and easy to update the content. And that really is a prime focus for us. And so we have the system where it actually pulls down the information from our servers.
And that could be any type of content, whether it's training or whether it's corporate messaging or anything like that, right?
Right. It can be text-based, images, video. We also have the ability to retrieve information such as weather and RSS feeds from the internet. Mm-hmm. And so it's because it's internet-based, there's lots of dynamic content that's coming down without any effort on the user's part.
And all the content lives on your servers and is not stored locally at the various sites, the end user sites, is that right?
For the most part, that's true. All of the information is stored on our servers. The higher bandwidth things like videos are actually pulled down in the background to the local hard drive to save bandwidth from the customer so that they don't have as much issue with that.
Okay, but some of the lower bandwidth material such as flash videos might stream in real time across from your servers to the client side.
Right. Our system is designed to retrieve each piece of information from the server as it goes, and so it is real time. And it's also designed that if the internet connection fails somehow, if it's something with our server, it goes to backup servers, or if it's the client's internet connection, it just plays the previously loaded information. So looks live, but it's not.
Okay, fair enough. And you found that throughout the 4 or 5 years that your company's been existing, that the digital signage market has kind of branched out. I mean, originally, and even now, predominantly, you're seeing digital signage in public display applications. But many of your customers are actually corporate customers, mm-hmm. and that's of a special interest to readers of the Corporate AV newsletter. So what can you tell us about the corporate side of things for digital signage?
Well, corporations are really enjoying the fact that our product is a low cost way to easily update and communicate to their employees. And it's actually, because it's so easy to use, pretty much HR people or administrative people can do the content updating without much training at all. Our typical training is about 10 minutes. And so they actually will communicate a lot of different things, like reinforcing the company mission. They also will put performance statistics and like safety information. We have automatic ways to keep the safety statistics updated. And there's also Roche in Palo Alto, California actually has...
It's a major pharmaceutical company.
Right, yep. So we're pleased to have them on. And they actually are putting digital photographs that their employees take, which of course makes the signage look marvelous, and it also helps to really get the employees involved with the signage, and that then is helping them to get contributions from the employees. And there's just a lot of morale building things mm-hmm. as part of that.
So both morale building and some messaging as well for internal communications.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of different informational messages going too. So that most of them will typically put out information about different upcoming meetings that they have and that sort of thing. And some of them are actually going to companies and getting discount coupons from neighboring companies and providing that as a no-cost benefit to the employees that actually costs them nothing to do. And so they're actually finding ways, and some of them are actually able to get paid somewhat for that advertising and help to pay for the signage.
To amortize the costs a little bit. Are you finding that it's a system that's able to be managed by one person in an HR department, say?
In many cases, it's one person that's actually doing the work, and sometimes it's a couple people that are involved with different aspects of it. And one thing that we find, too, is that in the corporate environment, there are lots of different locations and facilities that have the information, and because our system is web-based, it actually allows some of the pages to be communicated to all the different locations and other ones are individual. And so then there's different people at different locations updating portions of it too.
Is that how Roche does it? Is it multiple locations?
Yeah, they actually have several locations, and so they have lots of people doing updates.
And they're managing it centrally from one location?
Most of the information is managed centrally. So.
Okay.
And one thing that they're also using is we actually have a PowerPoint conversion, and they use that a lot to, since they're really not designers, they use PowerPoint to do special announcements, and that then goes up on their signage too.
So it keeps the learning curve pretty low then.
Right.
Great. Great. All right. Well, Mike, thank you very much for taking the time. Mike Strand with Strand Vision. And he's been speaking with us about digital signage, specifically corporate applications. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.